Hello there, my generation. In these audio snippets, I will be reading few paragraphs from the books that really helped me personally and share with you my view on it. Today's book is Essentialism by Greg McKeown. Enjoy. Explore. One paradox of essentialism is that essentialists actually explore more options than non-essentialist counterparts. Non-essentialists get excited by virtually everything and thus react to everything. But because they are so busy pursuing every opportunity and idea, they actually explore less. The way of the essentialist, on the other hand, is to explore and evaluate a broad set of options before committing to any. Because essentialists will commit and go big on only the vital few ideas or activities, they explore more options at first to ensure they pick the right one later. In part 2, we will discuss 5 practices for exploring what is essential. The gravitational pull of non-essentialism can be so strong that it can be so tempting to skip over or skim over the step. Yet, this step in itself is essential to the disciplined pursuit of less. To discern what is truly essential, we need to space to think, time to look and listen, permission to play, wisdom to sleep, and the discipline to apply highly selective criteria to the choices we make. Ironically, in a non-essentialist culture, these things, space, listening, playing, sleeping, and selecting, can be seen as trivial distractions. At best, they are considered nice to have. At worst, they are derided as evidence of weakness and wastefulness. We all know that highly ambitious or productive person who thinks, "Of course, I'd love to be able to set aside time on the calendar simply to think, but it's a luxury we can't afford right now." Or, "Play? Who has time for play? We are here to work." Or, as one leader said to me in an induction process, "I hope you had a good night's sleep. You won't get much of that here." If you believe being overly busy and overextended is evidence of productivity, then you probably believe that creating space to explore, think, and reflect should be kept to a minimum. Yet, these very activities are the antidote to the non-essential busyness that infects so many of us, rather than trivial diversions. They are critical to distinguishing what is actually a trivial diversion from what is truly essential. Essentialists spend as much time as possible exploring, listening, debating, questioning, and thinking. But their exploration is not an end in itself. The purpose of the exploration is to discern the vital few from the trivial many. Adios, and see you next time in Audiobook Snippets.